Ephesians chapter 6. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment, with a promise, so that your life would go well, and you would live for many years on the earth. And you, fathers, don't provoke your children to anger, but nurture them in the discipline and counsel of the Lord. Slaves and employees, be obedient to those who are your earthly masters with respect and humility, being focused on your work, just as you would do for the Anointed One. Don't do your work only when others are watching, or by just trying to impress others, but do your work willingly, as if working for the Lord and not for men. As servants of the Anointed One, do the will of God from the heart, since you know that whatever good thing each one does, he will receive back from the Lord in the same measure, whether he is a slave or free man. And you masters and employers, treat them in the same way. Give up intimidation as a means of controlling them, knowing that he who is both their master and yours is in the heavens, and there is no favoritism with him. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, so that you will be able to stand against the strategies of the devil. For our wrestling is not against flesh and blood, but against the fallen princes, against the spiritual authorities, against the world rulers of this darkness, against the evil spiritual beings in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the complete armor of God, so that you may be able to resist temptation through the difficult times. And having persevered through everything, to stand firmly in the Anointed One without sinning. Stand therefore, having encircled your waist with truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, having put on your feet the preparation of the good news message of peace. Additionally, take up the shield of faith with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts, that is, fearful thoughts and doubts, of the evil one. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word which God speaks, that is the rhema in the Greek. By means of all prayers and petitions, be interceding in the Spirit at all times, staying alert with all perseverance in your intercession for all those set apart for God. Pray also for me, that the right words would be given to me when I open my mouth, and that I would have boldness when making known the mystery of the good news. This is the message for which I am an ambassador in chains. But I ask for your prayers, so that even in chains I would speak boldly as I ought to speak. But so that you also may know how I am and what I am doing, Tychicus, the beloved brother and faithful servant in the Lord, will tell you everything. In fact, I have sent him to you for this very purpose, so that you may know our state of affairs, and that he may comfort your hearts. Peace be to the brethren, and love with faith from God the Father and the Lord Jesus, the Anointed One. May grace be with all those who love our Lord Jesus, the Anointed One, with an incorruptible love. This is the end of Ephesians chapter 6 and the end of the book of Ephesians. The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries, not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor. We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version in its entirety is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.